Hey CEO, welcome to the bonus session of the CEO's Declutter Should Do's workshop series, where we're asking the question, what now? But that's where we run into a problem, because often when we leave a workshop like this, we're filled up with confidence and clarity and consistency. But over time, we start hearing all that noise again, and it's easy for our attention and intention to fade. And soon, find we've drifted back to listening to all those voices and adding all those should do's back on our list. Because when you're on your own, it's easy to get distracted. And when we get distracted, we start going in circles of indecision again, leading to untrue belief number 4, I don't know enough. I don't know enough which way to turn. Do you see how that naturally flows from I am not enough, I'm not doing enough, I don't have enough? When you focus on the not enough, you're always searching for a way to fill the gap, often in all the wrong places. But what if you had a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it? Someone directing where you should go to build your business. Well, today, we're going to stop listening, trusting, and following all the other voices and return to his to find all that we need to live life and build a business. And we're not going to do it alone. Because CEOs don't do it alone. So grab your workbook at redeemhertime.com/declutter so you can listen to the right voices and never again stand at a crossroads and say, I don't know. And then come join the conversation inside the Redeem Her Time community where committed CEOs implement by taking action on what they learn. And you are invited to join the Redeemed Midlife CEO Coaching Program where together, we are going to redeem your time to build a with God life and business that isn't just busy, but is fruitful. Did you know busy is not just a disordered calendar or to-do list? It's a disordered heart. And a well-ordered life flows from a well-ordered heart that's focused on Him. Welcome to the Redeem Her Time podcast, the go-to place for busy Christian women juggling all the things in midlife and business, from launching kids to aging parents, caring for your needs to serving your clients, investing in relationships to serving in your community. Oh, and keeping up with the laundry, the dishes, and the dirty floors. Honestly, it's a lot to balance. No wonder you feel like you never have enough time. All the time management gurus out there will tell you you just need to get more organized. And chances are you've tried all the things, the planners, the programs, the All Start Monday plans, but they never worked, at least not for very long. That's because those don't get to the heart of your busyness. Here, you'll learn how to build a with God life and business and go from busyness to fruitfulness in this season. And it starts in your heart, not in your calendar. Hey, I'm Lissa, Christian time management expert, priorities protector, and recovering should-do list girl. I've been leading, teaching, and coaching Christian women for over 25 years, and I've been right where you are, controlled by all the shuns, expectations, obligations, and distractions. But then, God showed me how to redeem my time with faith at the center to let who I am and whose I am guide how I use my time. I'm here to share with you how to use His truth along with time management tools to discover you really do have all the time you need for what you're called to. You just need someone to show you the way. Open up your heart and calendar, because I'm going to show you how to redeem your time and stop believing there's never enough. Are you ready? Well, hey, everyone, and welcome to our bonus session number 1. We're focusing today on connection. Why CEOs don't do life and business alone. I'm just going to give you a hint. It has something to do with drifting, okay? We have a tendency to get distracted and drift away even from the things that we know we should do or could do or said we would do, right? So today, even though the workshop was technically a 3-day workshop, today is the first bonus. And really today and tomorrow are like the secret society for those of us who don't want this to end, right? Anybody else like feeling like you're not alone? So many of us like in business, it is just me, myself, and I, or you're in your home, or maybe you have a location, but you know, there aren't a lot of people working for you. We're all in different stages of the kind of business we're in and where we're at in business, and it can feel very alone. And so when we get alone, it's very easy to start drifting
back to where we don't want to be or where we used to be or things like that. So we are here because we want to keep showing up as the CEOs that we are called to be, right? To build both the life and the business that he's called us to. And that's why we're doing today. And then also, before we get started with today, tomorrow is bonus session number two, which is going to be a CEO Q&A implementation session. Okay, it's going to be happening at 10 a.m. instead, so it's not right in the middle of the day. I kind of made this week over a lunch hour, but that one I decided it's a Saturday. We'll make it in the morning, assuming that your weekend holds other things. We're going to take a look at what we've learned this week and start making CEO decisions and taking CEO action. So if you're available, plan to join us with the same Zoom link. If for some reason you're unavailable to be on live, I have posted inside of the community a Q&A post. You can add your question there, and I will make sure that you get the response to your question that you are asking, because I get it, right? Sometimes, the weekends hold other things for us, and that makes us not available. Plus, I'm going to show you guys this in case you're not going to be here tomorrow. I'll be wearing my CEO sweatshirt. If you can see this, it's our Christ Empowered Operator that I found on Etsy and then asked if I could reword what she had written. And so she's actually created a link for us, and I will make sure that gets posted in the community as well. I think you can get t-shirts with this too, as well as sweatshirts. It was like winter when I got this, but I'm thinking it's warming up spring. I might need to get a t-shirt to be wearing as well. So anyway, I will be casual and wearing that tomorrow. So that's me saying, come as you are, right? Because we are just about doing life and business together and with God, right? It makes a difference. We're doing it with Him. And we're doing it with other like-minded women who are also committed to ditching the random busyness of our to-do list, who are like, no more of chasing this Chronos time on a clock or a calendar. But instead, we want to embrace the Kairos moments, right? The time that has purpose in it that's going to lead to the faithful fruitfulness. So all of that is so that we can glorify Him in all that we do, which is what we are called to. So before we go any further, let's invite the one who gave us our time today to be with us and open our ears and our hearts to hear His voice and listen carefully. So Lord, thank you for today, and thank you for this week. And I thank you for those who've been with me on different lives. I thank you for those who've been listening to replays on their own. I thank you for our community where we're able to talk and pray and encourage and support one another as we make these CEO decisions with you and have the support of others. I just pray that your hand will be all over our businesses, all over our lives, and more importantly, all over our hearts so that we do not drift and start listening to all those other voices around us. Just ask your blessing over today. Help us to hear what you want us to hear. In Jesus' name you pray. Amen. All right. So hopefully you've pulled out this week. If you haven't learned anything else, the results of our time, especially in business, always start with what's going on up here, right? What we are believing. That's why your number one CEO task and the CEO tool we've picked up every day and we are going to pick up again today is the Steer Belief Map. Because if we're believing those other voices, whether they're the ones around us or inside us, they are going to lead us in the wrong direction. And that's not where we want to be heading, right? We want to be doing this with Him, listening to His voice. So the second thing is, once we have that knowing, now we focus on the doing, right? And yesterday, I shared with you a really important tool to have intention with what you're doing based on where you're investing your time, right? Because we don't want to live by default, where whatever happens to come up is where my time happens to go. Anybody tried that plan before, the default plan? Doesn't get you very far except flat on your face, right? So we want to be living by design. He's given us this time. It is a gift. We're not chasing it. We're embracing it, and we're stewarding it and investing it. So I shared with you about the 2+3 time blocking method. But if you popped in the community since we worked together yesterterday, you found that I posted an extra surprise resource because I felt like we just barely scratched the surface of what that 2+3 time blocking really looks like. And this is too important for us just to brush over and for you to just be like, okay, that was nice. And now I'm going to go back to the way that I've been time blocking my day. So inside the community, I have put the link for the 2+3 time blocking guide, and I invite you to go and check it out. And if you're here on live, bonus for those of you who are on live, I'm going to drop the link right here and I'll read it out loud for those of you who are listening to a replay. It's redeemhertime.com/block. Okay, so this is a coaching guide that will walk you through what the five blocks are, the refills and the pour outs. And it will give you some examples help you to lay out what yours look like, and then start working on your ideal week. Now, it does not say perfect week. It says ideal week because this is you designing where God is directing your time to go. And then inside the program, we work on tweaking that and testing that and making sure that it really fits with what your priorities are and what it is that you're called to in both your life and your business. Okay. But I wanted to give you this guide because I felt like I kind of left you hanging yesterday. We could have talked all day about our time, and yet we didn't have all day. So make sure that you grab that time blocking guide and start, really looking at your time from a different perspective. Instead of asking, what time is it all day long and chasing the clock, we want to ask, was it time for, and be present to the moment and give our focus to those things that matter in that time. Okay. So the other thing I challenged you to do yesterday was to post your business hours. Have you decided and declared, have you made them public? Right. Those of you who have a brick and mortar, you had to do that. They're probably printed on a sign, printed on a website, printed somewhere, so that other people can see. But those of you who have a virtual business, you need to post them as well. A, so that you know when you are and aren't. And B, so that those people around you know when you are and aren't. And C, so that your clients or customers know when you are or aren't. And then the next step is going to be to make those productive. And inside the Redeem Midlife CEO, we are going to focus on, look at where you are in your business and where is that next place for you to focus so that the time you're giving and the actions that you're doing inside of those work blocks are actually producing fruit and not just busyness and not just one more should do that you are checking off, right? Who is ready to ditch some should do's, right? The word ditch in the chat. If that is something that you are, wanting to get off your plate, because who wants to keep chasing those all week, right? Well, the key is whose voice we're listening to. And so I want to thank you for the opportunity this week to be able to speak into your life. But I hope that you haven't just heard my voice this week. I hope you've heard from the Lord, right? As we've pushed pause from a lot of noise around us and inside us to stop and work on ourselves and on our business. That is always time well spent, especially for those of us who feel like we're too busy and don't have the time for it. Whenever you say, I'm too busy for something, right? Unless it's something that should not even be on your list, I want you to stop and ask, what's it costing me to not give it time? Okay. Because so often we think we're too busy for something. We keep chasing, going in the same circles, being on the hamster wheel, right? And then it's costing us more time than if we would just push pause and get some perspective, get some direction, and then be intentional with where our time is going. Okay. So we want to keep doing that, right? But what often happens when something like this ends? You've had me in your ear. Maybe, this is your fourth time this week. Maybe it's your first, second, or third, right? And so it's top of mind, top of heart. But what happens as we start to get away from this and Friday turns into Saturday? Hopefully you come tomorrow, then Sunday, then Monday, then as soon as next week. And gosh, we're almost halfway through April. So May is around the corner, and then it'll be summer, and then it'll be fall. And right, like it starts getting noisy again. Who here feels like there's a lot of noise that's kind of always around them, right? At some point. This is then what leads us to the problem we're going to talk about today. So grab your workbook, which you can find at redeemhertime.com/CEO-workbook. And the problem is that we get distracted. And when we get distracted, what do? We start to drift, right? We get detoured, we get disappointed, we get discouraged, and we feel like business or life is taking longer than we expected, or it looks different than we planned, or we're not seeing the results that we had hoped for, right? And then what do? We start looking around, right? We start listening to other voices. What are they doing? Right? We start listening to that voice that's inside here, and then we're back to wandering in those same circles, chasing our should do's, right? That's not where we want to be. But oftentimes that's what happens. And especially when we're on our own, it feels like we're just out there by ourselves and we're out in the wilderness. Now, I don't know how many of you have spent much time when you're just out and there's not a lot around you, but you start seeing things on the horizon, right? We call them mirages, where you think something's there. It looks like, wow, there's a great place to, some grass or some water or something like that. And so you start heading off in that direction, but your eyes play tricks on you, right? Because it's not really there. And so then you keep going on to the next one that you think you see, and the next one you think you see. And all the while, you're wasting more time and energy and resources. If only we had a voice that would give us direction, right? If only we had that GPS. When you want to go on that road trip, you've got the GPS telling you, maybe sometimes annoyingly, turn left, turn left, turn left, right? Or recalculating when you've gone the wrong direction and it has to, reroute you or whatever. But how often would we like to hear that directing, that routing voice in our business that says, okay, this at this turn, turn left. Okay, yep, this is the opportunity. Yep, this is a yes. Oh, no, don't go that direction. Drop voice. If you would love to have a little voice in your ear that was actually telling you these things as you were going, right? We have a lot of voices. The problem is which ones we're listening to and which ones are distracting us and which ones are directing us. So as I was preparing for this week, I was thinking about all those voices, and I was thinking about listening to God's voice, and my heart and mind were drawn to a verse from Isaiah 30, 21, that says this, "And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left." What? Like, yeah, it is possible to hear that voice directing us, but when we've got all the noise of the voices around us and inside us, what happens? We no longer hear his voice, right? We start following those other voices because they start, we start going leading that direction, right? We're going in circles, not sure who to listen to, which way to go. And then we're always asking this question: how do I know what direction to go as a CEO? Right? How do I know what direction to go as a CEO? What is going to take my business in the direction that is going to be fruitful? And that's a great question. And unlike a lot of gurus and coaches out there, I do not have a one size fits all solution that every single business needs to look like this. Because guess what? We do not have a one size fits all business, and we don't have a one size fits all God who's called us to that business. And so really my role is to help you have that bigger with God vision and then be seeking him and be discerning about what those decisions could and should be, right? But when we're left asking the question and we're not hearing a clear answer, then that leads to untrue belief number four. I don't know enough, right? I don't know enough to know, should I go right or should I go left? I don't know enough to know, is this something I should say yes to or not? I don't know enough to know, should I be on this platform or this platform? I don't know enough to know if I should be, building something digital or, brick and mortar. I don't know if I should know, right? So we keep chasing the next should do mirage that appears in the horizon, hoping it's the promised land, and the cycle continues going and going and going. And if you've been following this week, I hope you can see how like one untrue belief naturally leads to the next. Day one, we said, I'm not enough, right? That my who I am, my being is not enough. Day two, our untrue belief was, I'm not doing enough, right? So now my actions aren't enough. Then day three, it was, I don't have enough time. My time's not enough, right? Now we're looking at our resources, right? And what we have to work with. And then now I don't know enough. Like my wisdom is not enough. And when we're always living in the not enoughness, we're always trying to chase that gap of where we think we should be and how far we think we are from that, right? And that's when I think we get really tempted to distracted to look around at what other people have and how shiny their things look and start going off in that direction. And at first, maybe we heard his voice loud and clear, but then it becomes this like faint whisper or maybe even silence, not because he's gone anywhere, but because we have, right? Because we have drifted away, right? How many of us tend to drift? If you're willing to admit it, say drift in the chat, right? Like how many of us drift? And all kinds of things. You have great intentions at the beginning of the year. You're going to, start eating healthier. You're going to be wiser with where you're spending money. You're going to spend, that more intentional time with the Lord or with your spouse or whatever it is. We're good at the start, and then we kind of like, right, just kind of fade off into the sunset somewhere, right? So we're not alone in our drifting. As I was thinking about this morning, we're all prone to wander, all the way back to Adam and Eve, right? They were in the garden. They heard God's voice clearly. They didn't have this device that follows them around with, all these other things that were ringing, pinging, and dinging and trying to get their attention, right? They had perfect fellowship. They had everything they could ever need and want. But what happened? They started listening to another voice, right? Eve started looking at something, listening to another voice, trusting something was better, and then following in that direction, and then wandered away from God's plan and presence. And if you've read the Screwtape Letters, which is by C.S. Lewis, it's a great reminder that that is what the enemy would love to do, to keep us distracted, because then we're not effective for the kingdom. Then we're not a threat to him. He doesn't care what we're doing as long as, we're distracted over here, then he doesn't have to worry about us. We'll keep ourselves busy and out of his way, right? So how could they, when they could hear God's voice and he literally walked with them in the cool of the day, how could they go listen to another voice? And yet, how can we? right? He's given us everything. We read this verse earlier this week that he's given everything we need for life and godliness. And we still follow the same pattern of looking away, listening, trusting, and then following, right? And what matters is which voice we're looking at, which voice we're listening to, and what direction it's taking us. But what I love is that we're never without hope, right? We are never without hope. And that quote that we talked about yesterday said, God will meet you where you are in order to take you where he wants you to go, right? But when we're drifting, we're not going to be hearing that voice. So back to Isaiah 30, 21, because I never want to pull verses out of context. That is one of my pet peeves, is when we take one little phrase or one little verse out of the context of where it is and make it mean what we want it to mean. Okay, so I want to kind of show you then, as I took a bigger picture look at what the chapter 30 and where this is, what God was actually saying in the bigger picture and what was happening. Because yes, we all want to hear that voice, right? But there's actually something that helps us hear the voice and something that keeps us from hearing the voice. Okay, so who was speaking? This is God speaking through the prophet Isaiah to the children of Israel. And the children of Israel had already been brought to the promised land, but they were feeling like there must be something better. And they were looking at the nations around them, especially, get this, Egypt. Now, if any of you know the story of the children of Israel, it was Egypt where they were enslaved for like, a whole bunch hundreds of years, right? Like, and then they were rescued, God rescued them. And even in the wilderness, they're remembering they want to return to the leeks and the vegetables, even though it meant them being in slavery. But all along, God was giving them the daily manna we talked about yesterday. Talk about this. They had a visible presence. They had a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, and they didn't move unless the pillar moved. I mean, how amazing would it be if there was literally a cloud over your desk when you were supposed to be sitting down and working on something, and then the cloud moved out of your office when you were supposed to be going to do something else, right? Like, they had God's presence very clearly directing them, right? And they also had his promise. He was promising this land of milk and honey, and he was promising to bring, not only bring them in, but defeat their enemies. And he did all of that. But he also reminded them before all this happened, be careful. Because if you start looking around, your hearts are going to start drifting. You're going to start looking at what everybody else has and what they're doing and who they're worshiping. And you're going to forget who I am and where this all came from. And apparently they didn't listen, because when we get to Isaiah 30, they're looking at those other nations again, right? Even though God had given them the promised land and all of these different things, and they're listening to other voices just like we do. And in their day, Egypt was a superpower, right? So, like, if you're looking for a success story, right, in your business, right, like, Egypt was the success story for nations. They had everything you could ever want. They had military strength, they had abundance of wealth, they had power, they had glory. People were flocking to them. And so Israel starts looking their direction, listening to what they're saying, trusting those voices of, yeah, we've got what you need. Come on down, right? We'll help you. And then following the wrong voice, which then I'm sure you're not spoiling the story. You can probably figure out what's going to happen. They're going to go away from God's, right? So I would encourage you to look at all of Isaiah 30 to really get the full story. But for sake of time, I'm just going to read a few verses so you can see what was happening. And then we're going to steer belief map what was going on in their situation. Okay. So I'm going to read a couple of verses here. It says, "Oh, rebellious children," says the Lord, "who carry out a plan, but not mine, who make an alliance, but against my will, who set out to go down to Egypt without asking for my counsel, to take refuge in the protection of others and seek shelter in the shadow of other nations." And then he says, "They are a rebellious and faithless children, children who will not hear the instruction of the Lord, who say, do not who say to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy what is right. Speak to us smooth things. Leave the way. They turn aside from the path. They say, I want to hear no more about the Holy One of Israel." Uh-oh, right? Their situation is they are desiring security and strength, right? And it looks like other people have it better. So their thought is, I know if we look at these other nations, aka Egypt, we will have what they have. So they start feeling a little rebellious, a little like resentful of what God's been trying to tell them. They start essentially worshiping other things, right? And these other nations. And then what's their execution? If you go through this first half of the chapter, they're carrying out their own plan. They're not trusting God. They're making alliances with other nations without asking for his counsel first. They're taking refuge outside of him, right? Rejecting his instruction, literally saying to the people he sent to them to remind them, I don't want to see what you, I don't want to see what you're seeing. I don't want to hear what you have to say. Did you hear that? Prophesy, he said, do not prophesy what is right. And essentially, like, I don't care if it's right. I don't want to hear it. Speak to us smooth things, the things that sound and feel good, right? And what did they do? It says they left God's way. They turned aside from God's path. And so what was their result? Well, if you read kind of the in-between part, which I didn't read all of that to you, shame, humiliation, empty promises. Egypt didn't do what they said they were going to do. There wasn't profit. There wasn't help. They thought they were building up this wall to protect themselves. And back in that day, if you didn't have a wall around your city, you were vulnerable and open to any kind of attack, right? But what he says is, because you rejected all of this and relied on them, then this iniquity shall become for you like a break in a high wall, bulging out, about to collapse, whose crash comes suddenly in an instant. Its breaking is like that of a potter's vessel that is smashed so ruthlessly that among its fragments is not a sherd found, even a littlest bit for taking fire from the fireplace or dipping water out of a cistern. They were going to be completely broken and nothing left, even for the smallest of purposes. It seems pretty clear that's not the direction to go, right? And then God drops this nugget in right there in verse 15. For thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, reminding them, I am your God. I'm the voice you should be listening to. He says this, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and trust shall be your strength. He's reminding them, right? Like, come back, listen to my voice, right? If you trust, listen to me, you know, trust me and then follow me, you are going to be strong. You are going to be saved, right? Instead of looking to all these other nations. And I'm just telling you now, if you keep doing that, it's going to come crashing down around you. But what's interesting is even though he tells them this and reminds them of this again, if you look at verses 16 and 17, even though they knew it, they didn't do it. Anybody else been there? Know something? Don't do it. Right? He says, because you were unwilling, because you refused my instruction and you continued in your own way. But here's what I love. Even in the midst of all of that, even in they're going the other way, going, la, 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 I don't want to hear you, right? God promises to be with them and his promise to guide them doesn't change. And he says in verse 18, therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you. Therefore he will rise up to show mercy to you, for the Lord is a God of justice, and blessed are those who wait for him. And then listen to this. Truly, people of Zion, inhabitants of Jerusalem, you shall weep no more when you return to me. He will be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. When your teacher will not hide himself anymore, but your eyes shall see him. And when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Then you will defile your silver-covered idols and your gold-plated images, throw out all those other things they were worshiping, right? You will scatter them like filthy rags and say to them, away with you. And then it goes on to describe what kind of blessing there's going to be, right? They had this. So let's do a quick steer belief map, right? When they look and listen and trust and follow his voice, same desire for security and strength. But now they're believing everything I need is found in him, right? And so, what are their emotions now? That repentance, receptiveness to what he has to say, responsiveness to it, and obedience. And then, what things do they do? When we just that part we read there, they start crying out to him again, right? They start looking for him instead of saying, we don't want to see. They start listening to him instead of saying, we don't want to hear. They start committing to him and following him. And if you read the rest of the next section of chapter 30, he says there's going to be no more weeping. You're going to have rain for crops. You're going to have a plentiful harvest. You're going to have a safe space to roam. You're going to have the unlimited life-giving resources and light beyond measure and healing for your hearts and for your bodies and all of that. Wow. When they believed that God wasn't enough and he wasn't doing enough and he was taking too long and other people had what they wanted and they listened to other voices, their hearts were drawn in the wrong direction, aka drifted, and they no longer heard his or wanted to hear his. But don't we do the same thing, right? Don't we do the same thing even in our business? We say we want to hear his voice, but then we start doubting because we see the shiny objects around us. We see the other things, right? And we start looking and listening and trusting and following the other voices instead. And so, why this is so important is yes, there are going to always be a lot of voices around us, but guess what? We get to make a CEO decision every single day, every single moment, really, like we talked about the other day. As to which voices we're going to listen to, right? We even have the choice. Yes, we have the choice to turn off some of those other voices, right? We don't have to listen to everything that's out there, everything that's coming in, or everything that's trying to get our attention. Because when we do, we start just feeling like, wow, there's this huge gap between where I am and where I want to be. And now my perspective is changing and how I'm going to, you know, what it's going to take to get there. And I'm losing sight now of who God said he was, who he called me to be, the vision he gave me for my business. And now I'm out here doing, chasing my to-do list all day long on the hamster wheel because there's so many different things that are getting my attention. Right. So as CEOs, we make the decision as to who we're going to listen to. And it works both ways. It could either move us away from him, we listen to the other voices, and then we wonder why we're scattered and distracted and wandering, or it can move us towards him, right? Where now we're partnering with him in what we're doing. Now, this is not like a prosperity gospel, right? Like, you do this thing, this magic thing, and then you're going to have this. But guaranteed, and if you can see it all over scripture, those who say yes to life with God, right? Life looks so different. And it may not always be measurable in the tangible things, right? Than those who don't. And we know that when it comes to eternity, there's going to be a huge difference in that. And so as you are making CEO decisions, especially around who you're listening to, I want you to remember who you are and whose you are and whose voice matters. Pay attention to whose voice you're listening to, right? When you think about what it actually means to be a CEO, that first C stands for Christ, right? He has saved you and he is transforming your heart to look more like his, right? This is not all on you. And then E is empowered, right? Like I was just reading this morning where Jesus was teaching in the temple and he was saying, like, those of you who believe in me are going to have the Spirit, right? The Spirit is going to be what empowers you to do what it is that I've told you to do and to go and go out, into the life that you have and live it for the kingdom. And then that O is for operator. Yes, we are the ones carrying out our day-to-day operations, but when we're listening to his voice and he is directing us. He's leading us. He's telling us which way to go as long as we listen to his voice. And so I want you to be really intentional about your CEO decision process. And I kind of just put down these three steps, and I'm just going to hit on these real quickly because we don't want to look like and listen to the other voices like everyone else does. Our decision process should look different, right? Step one is that CEO decision. Am I looking and listening to his voice? Am I seeking his guidance? Am I going to his word? Am I seeking out other people who are also, seeking that as well and really asking for wisdom and discernment and listening to that, right? That is our decision should be made in alignment with what God has for us and what he's called us to. And that is only going to come when I'm looking to him and listening to his voice. Step two is our CEO commitment, right? Once that decision is made, because I've made it with him, right? Here's where, like, okay, I'm committing that we're going to do this, even though I'm probably going to hear a lot of other voices and see other shiny objects as I start walking this out, right? And here's where I trust. I may not know what every single step looks like between where I am right now and where we're going, but I believe that he's going to direct my steps. And I am willing that even when the fears and the doubts come up, right, that I'm still going to trust in him. Even when those other voices start getting really loud, I'm still going to tune out those voices and listen to his. Because I'm going to have faith and stick with what it is that he has shown me until he says otherwise. And step three then is the CEO action, right? This is where now I'm following his voice, right? I haven't just listened and nodded my head or said, okay, I'm going to do it. Like I'm actually putting one foot out in front of the other, right? Which means, yes, sometimes it's taking scary steps. Sometimes it's doing unknown things. Sometimes it's stepping out into something that, wow, I don't know everything there is to know about this, but trusting that as we follow, as we listen, as we trust him, as we follow, he is going to lead us in that direction. Otherwise, we're just going to keep wandering in circles like the children of Israel, right? And have you ever noticed that God always spoke to them in community? I love this, right? Like, because he knows we need each other because when we're seeking him together, we're less likely to drift. But, even with like, even packs of animals, wolves know if they want to get an animal, they're going to get them away from the herd, right? They're going to get them away off on their own. And if I get them off on their own, they're much more vulnerable to attack, right? Because there's no one coming alongside them to help them say, yeah, no, that's not a good idea. Don't go over by the woods over there, right? And so that's why as CEOs, we don't just want to stay as lonelypreneurs. I heard this that phrase a couple weeks ago, and oftentimes we act like lonelypreneurs, right? But we do have God with us, and then we also can do things like this and be part of things like the Redeemed Midlife CEO, where we can have other people coming alongside of us because we need him to be guiding us, and we need the reminders, right? So that's where we're looking and listening and be alongside others who are seeking the same thing as well. So today I've invited an IRL, an in real life CEO, Jackie, to be able to come on and to, I'm going to add you to a spotlight here, Jackie, and I'm gonna let you unmute here as well. See if that
All
lets you.
right.
There we go. Okay. Just because I'd like for you guys to be able to hear from other people who are on this journey. So it's not just, okay, great thing, Lissa. Of course you think, like this is a great way to do things, but so you're hearing from other people. So I asked Jackie if she would share a little bit about her journey. So Jackie, let's just start off. Tell us a little bit who you are and what are you called to in your business?
So I am a CRM specialist, customer relationship management. I specialize in HoneyBook because there are like a million platforms for small business owners. So I help solopreneurs. I can either build systems or do consultations to help them use their systems to save them time so they can serve their clients and their families better.
Yeah, I love that. And like you said, there are a whole lot of bazillion platforms that we can choose. It can be very overwhelming.
Yes, very much.
So yes, knowing what voice to listen to in a certain area is so helpful. So let's talk about you personally, right? Like when you think about like before we started working together, what kinds of challenges were you facing either around your view of time or your use of time? And maybe think about like what voices were you listening to and what direction was that taking you?
I was really overwhelmed, I think, with all of the voices, on social media and unalignable on LinkedIn, and I just kind of hit a wall like in October. I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing. And part of that is because I was a teacher previously. So I was a middle school teacher my whole career, then retired in 2021. And then it was like, now what? And I really felt led to start a business, but I didn't know what that meant. And I realized going through this, the Redeem CEO, is I have never had to set up a workflow or schedule for myself. It was always given to me. So I would show up the first week and they'd say, here are your teaching blocks, here's your plan period. And I worked in that, but I always struggled like during summers. And then when I retired for about the first year, I was like, I'm not setting a schedule. I don't have to. I kind of like fought it because I had been so regimented for so long and just learning that piece. And now I have a workflow, it's a work in progress, but I feel like I'm not overwhelmed. It's like I know what tasks I need to complete and I can focus on those, what I need to do, not everything else that everybody else is telling me to do. Like I thought I should be on Instagram. I hate Instagram. I mean, I don't, but I just don't post much personally. It's just not my thing. And so trying to figure out where my ideal client is and spend time there has really been helpful.
Yeah, wow. What I heard and what and when you were sharing was that, it was almost like you had this built-in protection around priorities, right? Because the bell would ring. I was a middle school teacher too. So yes, the bell rings and everybody moves and and then next place and things like that. And then when on our own, and this happens so often, especially to the people who have transitioned from some kind of a career, whether it's teaching or whether it's in an office or something where there's some structure to now I'm doing it on my own. And then we go, why am I like, I was, successful and knew what I was doing over here. And then all of a sudden now it's like, I have no clue, and like
Exactly.
you start questioning
Yes.
yourself, right? And you're like, how could I produce results in this setting? But, I can't even, put two things together, over here because there's no protection around those priorities, right? Which
Right.
I talked about yesterday. And then it opens us up to hearing all those other voices and I should add this and I should do this or whatever pops in our brain at the moment. How many of us have like tyranny of the urgent or like, let me quick grab this thought or this idea and run with it before it, before it comes out of there. So I love that you're seeing like, as you are getting more clear on what God is calling you to and what that specifically looks like, how do I make the best use of my time, and be intentional and purposeful with it. So what would you say, as you're going through this process of listening to his voice and then, kind of tuning out some of those other voices and starting to put some of these, tangible protections around these priorities, what kinds of, things are you experiencing now as you're growing your business? And then what are you anticipating and looking forward to as you continue to grow?
I think the biggest thing is my mindset is so much better. I actually have hope, and I was doing all of this and I wasn't letting him in. I was like, I got it. I'm good. And he's so patient with me. I know he's sitting back there going, honey, you're going to crash and burn, but I will be here when you do. And he was. And I actually just got a new client this week that I was not expecting, heard from her, met her 6 months ago. And so I feel like I have clarity and I feel like this is what he's called me to do. And I have confidence in that now, which in October, I was like, do I even keep doing this? I wasn't even sure because it was just not working. And so now I can see the path and I can see, and I still don't know how long it's going to take. And I'm learning just to trust that that's okay. I like to know when things are going to happen, but he knows that he probably knows that I would freak out and be like, no, not that now. So.
I think if he showed us the whole plan, either
We
one, we'd go running, right? Because we're like, I
exactly.
can do that, forgetting that it's not just us. Or two, we'd be like, oh, good, I got this. See ya. You know, so
Yep.
there is
Yep.
this element of faith, right? Where he's calling us, do you trust me? Do you trust me with what I've called you to? Do you trust me with, you know, the time I've given you to do it? Do you trust me with the resources that I've given you and the knowledge and experience and what I am able to bring that you don't even know is about to cross your path, right? Whether that's a
Right.
connection with somebody 6 months ago that, you know, you didn't know where that was going to go and what was going to be the fruit of that. And yet now it is producing fruitfulness, you know, and also your decision to not show up somewhere that you don't feel called to, and that isn't where your best client is hanging out. 'Cause that's where we get into the random busyness. Oh, you know, I should be here. I should be here. I should be here because these other people say so. And then
Right.
nowhere long enough to really, you know, do anything, right? Think about the filling the cups, right? So like no cups get full more than just a cup, an inch or so on the bottom, and we're not going to see the results that we want in there. So what would you say to anyone who's listening today who's, you know, maybe kind of in that struggle place right now where they're like, yeah, I've been DIYing this a lot on my own. I'm in that place where I'm starting to question, you know, is this for me? Should this, you know, should I keep doing this? And what am I doing wrong? You know, all of those things. What would you
All
say to
those things. You know, it. I didn't know how much I really needed a community. I was part of a mastermind, but it was kind of informal and it wasn't all believers. So it wasn't a faith focused one. I mean, it was great. It really helped. But to be with other Christian women business owners at the same time of life has been huge because it's that loneliness piece. It's because I went from going to a school every day and having friends at work and to being at home, which I didn't think would be that hard, but it was a lot harder than I anticipated. So, but having things to bat, like, Lissa, you were very helpful with my discovery call. You texted me some ideas and I felt confident going into that because I haven't had a discovery call in a couple months. And just the resource piece and the encouragement piece and the books that we read are really good. I love the new one we just started.
And you're right. I think that community is makes it so different because a lot of us, we are really smart and we are really capable and we do a lot of really great things, but on our own, you know, it just it just enhances, I think, our experience when we are together with others and when we're being reminded of what's true and reminded of what we said mattered, and we're having, you know, we're keeping us from drifting. Because when you get other people around you, right, like we're not going to let you off the hook. You
Right.
know, this is what you say matters. This is the direction you're going. Yeah, you know, we may ask question, hey, noticed, you know, haven't seen you, or noticed, you know, it's you've kind of been quiet or things like that. So it's not in a shaming way, but just in a, you know, hey, what's going on and where are you at and what's happening and how can we help and support and encourage and things like that. And yeah, we're always better when we are doing it with others, especially for those of us who are solopreneurs. And a lot of women
Right.
come to me. We feel like even if we maybe have a few people that help us with some random things, or maybe we are loosely connected to other people doing similar things, we still feel like a lone wolf, right? We still feel like that lonelypreneur, that's out there on our own. And on our own, we can't see what we can't see. And
Right.
often we do, you know, all that we could do because, you know, it's easy to cut corners and let ourselves off the hook or just get spiraling in the doubt and decision and things like that. So thank you so
Yeah.
much for sharing with us
Oh,
today. I
sure.
really appreciate that. And you know, and over the next couple of episodes, for those of you who listen to the podcast, you're going to hear from some other in real life CEOs who are sharing about their journey as well as, you know, what were some of the struggles and the hesitations before coming in like this. And really, it's all for God's glory, right? He's the one who's given us this life and this busyness, and he is the one that produces the fruit. So like we talked about several times this week, we keep referring back to John 15. You know, when you abide in me and I abide in you, that is the one who bears much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. And then there's something about community, right? Something about us coming together. And the way that He built so many things, especially for not only the children of Israel in the Old Testament, but also as the church was growing in the New Testament. It was all around coming together and not getting off on our own. We're going to get distracted and deceived and, drifting off in a different direction. But the common way that a lot of women end up doing business is that we do go it on our own, right? Because we don't, oh, I got this, or I don't think I have the time or the money to invest in, being part of something else. And so here's kind of how it goes, right? Like we're doing this, we start listening to the voices of all those gurus and experts telling us this is the way to be successful. Here's the secret sauce. Here's the thing you're missing, right? And we all want to do well. And so we're like, okay, this must be it. I must be missing this. And, so then we invest time and money and chase their shiny objects. And then it doesn't quite turn out the way that we thought it would, or, the way that they said it would and things like that. And so then what happens? Then we start listening to those voices of well-meaning friends and family that try to give us advice about something they know nothing about, but maybe they heard someone say one time, or they say, see, I told you it wouldn't work. Stop wasting your time. Go get a real job. But then we start listening to the voices in our heads, right? The ones that start saying the things Jackie was just saying. Maybe this isn't for me. Maybe I don't have what it takes. Some of those untrue beliefs we talked about this week. Maybe I'm not enough. Maybe I'm not doing enough. Maybe I don't have enough time. Maybe I don't know enough, right? And then we get back either on the hamster wheel, trying to make up for that gap of not enough, or we just throw in the towel, right? So many businesses, especially when they're in their first couple of years, they go binge Häagen-Dazs and Netflix because they're just seeing the not enoughness, and they don't have something that is grounding them in the truth and in what's actually going to move them forward, which is listening to what God is calling us to. And that He doesn't call us to be on the hamster wheel. He also doesn't call us to be on the couch either, right? And so it's how do we find that right balance, and how do we be faithful with what He's given us to do, both in our business and in our life, such that life doesn't take over business. And so then we're never spending time on it because everything else seems to need our attention in the moment, or where you don't have the, our business hours where then it's bleeding over into everything else. And so if God has called us to us, called us to this reminder first that you are not alone, right? But just like the children of Israel, when we start looking and listening and trusting and following those other voices, then we move away. And that's why I created the Redeem Midlife CEO program. Originally, it started off as a 12-week program. It was a lot of great information. It was a lot of great to-dos. But guess what the feedback was that I heard? Lissa, we need the support and the community around actually doing this. Because it sounds great when we're sitting in front of a screen. It sounds great when, we've blocked out everything else out there, but then we get into the real world of doing life and doing business, and all of a sudden it feels like we're back where we were before. We don't know who we are. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know where our time went. We don't know which direction to turn, right? And so that's why we need something that keeps bringing us back and doesn't let us get too far away that we start drifting way over here, and then it takes a lot more work to get us back, right? And so the reason I created this and now made it a 12-month program is because I think we need that time. We need that time to get rid of the old voices, to really get in the habit of seeking His, to believing and thinking and doing in that new way, right? It comes along with having the faith-centered beliefs, having faith-centered community, like Jackie talked about, having accountability and direction, and then the skills and systems, right, that we are going to keep us moving in the right direction because we're first listening to His voice, right? And then we're taking that biblical truth, combining it with these time management and business strategy tools. And now we're not just chasing a should-do list, right? But we're actually doing what He has called us to as a CEO. So for those of you who either today's your first day or you've been with me all week, I want you to know that I would love to have you be part of the Redeem Midlife CEO. Come be with other people like Jackie, right? And some of the people you're going to get to hear from next week on the podcast who are saying, I'm committed to letting go of the busyness, to stopping to chase my calendar and my should-do list, and to embracing what God's called me to finally believe, right, that I'm the CEO that of this life and of this business, and I'm not doing this on my own. I'm doing this with Him. And then to have the tools to invest your time effectively and know where to put your time and where to put your focus, whether it's in your work time or whether it's in life, right? And we work on the things we've been talking about this week, right? We start off talking about our confidence, right? And Jackie even mentioned that, right? We build our confidence, and that's something we're always going to be working on because the doubts are going to creep in. We're going to hear those other voices, including the one inside here, right? We work on the clarity around what to do. because we're always going to get distracted. We're always going to hear all these other ideas and things, thoughts and ideas and shiny objects. And this is the new best thing. And the algorithm just changed and, you know, all that stuff. And then we're going to be back like, oh no, what do I do now? Right? We need the consistency around what we're giving time to and when, and making sure it gets our focus so that we're not hit and miss, stop and start, or the roller coaster we talked about yesterday. Right? And we need the connection, because the connection is what keeps us connected to the real source and to the direction that it is that we're called. And so inside the Redeemed Midlife CEO, we are in this together, right? It's a community that understands and supports one another. We're seeking to build his kingdom and glorify him in what we do, even though, like Jackie said, our businesses all look a little bit different and we're all in different places, you know, but we all still are tackling the distracting voices, including the ones in our head that are our own fears and failures, right? Like, how often do those voices get really loud? Right. But then instead, we're turning our ears back to what God is saying and asking him, right? How can I believe what you've called me to and then do what you've called me to and then, you know, see it producing the fruit? So I once heard a guru say, I remember where I was when I heard this. I was on the porch listening to a podcast. It was a summer day. My dogs were with me. And I remember her saying this. She said, never DIY your greatest priorities. And I don't think that she was necessarily intentionally grounding that in God's truth, but I really think that it was, right? Like, when we are listening to him, we are not DIYing the things that he has called us to, right? And when we are in community with others who are also seeking after that, we are not DIYing these things that we are called to, right? Because CEOs don't do life and business alone, and they don't let all the should-dos clutter up their hearts and calendars. So I want to encourage and invite you to take some time and look around the Work With Me page, which I'm going to drop the link for those of you who are on here. It's redeemhertime.com/coaching. And, you know, take a look at what the Redeem Midlife CEO is all about. Jackie mentioned a few things. Community is a huge thing, right? Because it brings us together. You've got your own learning that's happening with some online modules, but then, like she mentioned, we have book club that we do together. So it's growing our minds. We're talking about it and we're thinking about how this applies to what we're being called to in our life and our business. We have co-working and accountability sessions each week to get our week started off in the right place. So that way our intention and focus is, you know, is going in the right direction. How many of us have crash landed into too many Mondays and, you know, just hope for the best and got to Friday going, oh my goodness, what just happened? And then, you know, get through the weekend and it's Monday again, right? So we don't want to do that. We've got biblical belief mindset prompts where each week we focus on what scripture says about who God is, who we are, what he's given us in our time, what he's given us in our business. And we apply the steer belief map on a consistent basis because we have to keep working on what it is that we are believing. And then we also have spotlight coaching where we come together in a group setting. And this is one of my favorite things to do because Jackie may have a question one day where she's getting ready for that conversation that she's going to have with a potential client. And guess what? Susie Q and Sally and Sammy are also kind of thinking in their back of their head, gosh, if somebody signed up for one, I wouldn't know what to say. Or, oh, I have one on my calendar too, and this is really helpful. So we find that we learn together, right? One person's question often becomes an answer for someone else because either we didn't know to ask the question or we were afraid to ask the question, or maybe we just weren't there yet. And that's okay. We can start learning from where others are in their path. And then we always take it back to our chairman of the board, right? We always take it back to him. And what is it that you are asking me to do? And you get a lot of individual feedback on here. You heard Jackie mention me texting her. Not many coaches just go and text their clients, say, hey, I know you have a call today, praying for you, and here's some things that might help you, right? Like, I am praying for my clients, and I am intentional about when you say, here's what I'm working on, or here's what I'm doing, following up, how did that go? Or here's a resource that will help you, so that you feel equipped for what it is that you are doing. And you've always got a place to ask, right? Whenever there is an email you want someone to look at, Jackie submitted a lead magnet she was working on, and we worked through it. It was amazing already, and we up-leveled it so that it really was going to be exactly what was going to be effective for her and for the person who received it. You know, what does that workflow look like that comes from it? And you want some outside feedback on that. You guys, when you're just doing it on your own, you're hoping for the best and hoping that you got enough, right? So, I really want to encourage you to take a look at what we're doing, but I just want to tell you this too. I don't open this up to anyone. Like, I do have an application process because I want to make sure that you're committed, right? That you are committed to what it is God's called you to, that you're ready to invest what it takes to be part of that, right? So yes, there is an investment. It's 12 months. Not everybody is, you know, is ready to invest for 12 months. But here's the thing. If you have a business, I sure hope you're invested for more than 12 months in your business. And what is it costing you to not have the resources that are pointing you back to, first of all, the one who's called you, and second of all, to the tools that are going to help you to make the best use of your time? Because I find that's one of the biggest obstacles is the time. Where is the time going? I don't have the time. I don't know where to put my time, right? And if only we could figure out kind of how to manage it. I don't love the word time management, but it's the term we use these days, right? I like to say how we steward it. How am I stewarding my time and investing it so it has a return on investment? Not just, temporal. Yes, we want to increase our followers, increase our clients, increase the income that's coming in, but also build, investing it in the kingdom so that others are seeing the difference that he makes in how we serve and how we give and how we live. And we can invite others into that with God relationship as well. And so I do have an application process. It's very short. Don't worry. If it seems like you and I are fit to, for each other, then yes, it will be an easy no-brainer for both of us. And if you have questions, we can also hop on a call to have a conversation. So if you go to redeemhertime.com/coaching, you'll see links all over the page that are either apply here or let's talk more. And so I encourage you, take that next step, right? You're not commit, you're not, making a full commitment yet. You're just showing, I'm taking this next step of faith and gonna look and see if this is what God is leading me to. And you're gonna hear some stories next week of people who are considering that and how God moved to make some of those different things possible, and what that looks like. So, when we invest, right, when it's an investment, we are going to have a return. And so I truly believe that investing that 12 months has a return because you go through a whole cycle of a year and all the seasons and all the different things that your business goes through and life goes through. And also, you're seeing the return on that investment of where your time is going. And that's really important. The other investment, of course, is financially, because that is how, how things work. And so right now, the price is not going to be going back to this for much longer, but right now it's $49.97 for the year or $4.97 a month, if you'd probably prefer to do the pay in full plan or the payment plan instead of the pay in full. And so I will share with you something in just a minute, but one thing I just want to let you know. For those of you who maybe listened a little bit, I just went to Central Asia a couple of weeks ago. And part of what I teach you inside the Redeemed Midlife CEO is to have a with God vision where you are not only partnering with him about what you're doing in your business to grow your impact and income, right? But now how am I giving back? What's the way in which, I'm being generous with what it is that he is blessing my business with? And so part of my with God vision for Redeem Her Time is to partner with an organization in Central Asia that is supporting women who are building a business and they're sewing bags. And so not only are we helping 10% of all tuition goes directly to them. I was able to hand a portion of that over when I went over a couple of weeks ago. And then I brought back a whole bunch of these handmade bags with me. And so we, through some of the resources inside of our Redeemed Midlife CEO group, we're building a website and we're going to be able to help to, sell these bags to people that want to be able to support women doing business in another part of the world. So I just want to let you know that, your investment in you is also an investment in others who aren't able to invest in themselves in this way. And I'm excited about opportunities, about how that program is going to grow and how we're going to continue to be able to support them and the role that you can play, in that as you become part of the Redeemed Midlife CEO. So, if you've liked what you've heard this week, if you think you and I would have fun hanging out, you think Jackie would be really fun to hang out with, and some of the other people maybe you've even met in here this week, because several of you who've been here are part of that group, then I want to invite you, take that step, right? Take that step of faith and just submit an application. Right? Just go to redeemhertime.com/coaching and let's see if we're a good fit. Let's see where God leads, right? Let's start turning off those other voices and let's start seeing the fruit that he wants to produce. And because I always like to reward those who are making CEO decisions and not putting them off, right? If you make the CEO decision to apply and join us by April 15th, yes, I specifically made it tax day because I knew that's a date that all of us know on our calendar, right? And you're probably thinking about what am I going to do with my return? Well, why not invest it in something that is going to bring an even bigger return rather than just go spend it on something that, you may or may not even care that you have a year from now. So if you do that, I've got two CEO workshop bonuses for you. If you make that decision by the 15th, the first one is that you get $497 off. Okay. Whether you pay in full or do the payment option. I will send you the link once I've approved your application and you will get some extra amounts off there as well. And then you also get a 1 hour CEO audit strategy session with me. We're going to look at your business. We're going to look at where you are right now, look at where God is leading you and strategize about the best place to focus your time so that you can start getting in that direction. Plus, you're going to get that 12 months of group and individual coaching, all the modules, the belief mindset prompts that are coming from God's truth, the book club, the co-working, the accountability, the spotlight coaching, the community, right? I want you to imagine what all these things are going to look like when you stop chasing should-do lists and you start listening to his voice and coming alongside others who are also doing the same thing, right? Because like we said earlier, left to ourselves, right? We start wandering, we start drifting, but when we're together, we can't hide. Right. So if you want to keep showing up like the CEO that he's called you to, you want to start, keep hearing that voice, right? I want to encourage you. Take this to your chairman of the board, right? Ask him, is this the way that I'm supposed to walk in? Right. And listen to what he says and know that you're not going to be alone, right? You're going to have him and you're going to have other like-minded CEOs who are right along with you, along with a coach who are ready to pour into you as we are all being filled up by him as well. So if that's the next step for you, right, I ask you to, to take this next CEO implementation action. So here's what I made your homework today, even though it's bonus, it's kind of like bonus homework, right? Is to prayerfully journal. I said journal on here, but I'm going to add prayerfully journal what you need to stay on track, what you need to stay confident in who you're called to as a CEO, what you need to stay clear on what to do or not do as a CEO so you don't get distracted by all those other shiny objects and should do's, what you need to be consistent in when and where you're focusing your time, right? What you need to do to be committed to what you're called to and to keep listening to his voice as a CEO. And then if he's leading you to join us, then yes, submit an application at redeemhertime.com/coaching and let's get started and really see what he wants to produce in and through you as you let go of the random busyness and the should-do lists and start following his voice. And you could be that next CEO, just like Jackie, right? Who's gets to share your story of how things are shifting for you and the difference that it's making being part of something like this. So I will stay on to answer any questions for those of you who are on live and have some questions and invite you guys to come back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Time. Bring your questions, bring your coffee, come as you are. It'll be very casual. I'll be in my CEO sweatshirt. And let's talk about what your next steps are with your business and where is a good place for you to be focusing your time. Hey, before you go, I pray this episode blessed you, challenged you, and moved you to take action. So, what was the one thing God showed you today? I'd love to hear. So, would you take a minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts? It makes my heart smile, and that way I know you're liking the show. And it helps other busy Christian women just like you find real life answers too. Speaking of which, grab the link and share this with someone you know that's been praying for a breakthrough. And don't forget to come join the after party inside the Redeem Her Time community. We're not just about knowing, we're about doing together. Head on over to redeemhertime.com to join the community, leave a question to be featured on the podcast, schedule a free 15-minute strategy session, or all the above. Of course, I'll drop the link in the show notes because I know you're a busy girl. Look carefully then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Ephesians 5:15 through 16. I'll see you in a few days, friend. God bless.